From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sydney Steele. Missouri is deciding whether to require out-of-state online retailers to charge sales tax. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, one GOP lawmaker does not want these proceeds to pay for new programs.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled last year that states could require online retailers to charge sales tax even if they didn't have a physical presence there. A Missouri House committee is examining the issue, including where the money should go. One of the members of that committee, GOP State Representative Phil Christofanelli, says the proceeds from an internet sales tax should pay for tax cuts.
There's a lot of reasons why we may do the internet sales tax. It brings parity between the brick and mortar businesses and the folks that are shopping online, and you want that to be a fair and level playing field. But I'm not interested in imposing a new multi-million dollar tax on Missouri residents.
Christofanelli says lawmakers may end up passing an internet sales tax bill before the session ends in May. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Columbia Disabilities Commission will host a speaker from the Public Transit Advisory Commission on March 14th to discuss the changes made to transit routes. Mike Trapp, Ward 2 City Council member, says the decreased transit routes are a result of tax dollars not keeping up with rising expenses. Adam Cruz is the Americans with Disabilities Act coordinator for Columbia.
There are a lot of people with disabilities who rely on public transit and accessible transportation to get around. It would have a significant impact on that community.
The service cuts include fewer evening routes and no routes on Saturdays. Missouri's Attorney General wants to bolster penalties for people found guilty of carjacking. Attorney General Eric Schmidt is supporting creating a new felony statute against motor vehicle hijacking. Someone convicted of stealing a car with a gun would get anywhere from 10 years to life in prison. Schmidt says one of the reasons there are so many carjackings is because the punishments are not severe enough.
Another reason why you're seeing more of these is the traditional way of hot wiring a 78 Buick doesn't exist anymore, right? So if somebody's trying to steal an automobile, they're willing to do it with people inside. That's a very dangerous thing.
Two GOP lawmakers are supporting legislation creating the carjacking statute. Holt Summit residents will now have their own library at the beginning of March. KBIA's Emily Aiken has more.
The Holt Summit Public Library is set to open its doors March 5th at 3 p.m. It is located in Summit Plaza and will be open 20 hours a week. The library will replace the bi-monthly book mobile stops and become part of the Daniel Boone Regional Library Network. Spokesperson Mitzi St. John says the community has been a driving force behind the addition of a new library.
The community is so excited. They are ready to have a regular facility that they can visit more than just a few days a month.
An open house is scheduled for March 20th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Emily Aiken, KBIA News.
I'm Sydney Steele, KBIA News, Columbia.